force them to leave. And it's a tragedy that it's hard to imagine. You know, Umm al-Khair will not be the same without him.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. And I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
Hey, yo, what's up?
This is the OBGM.
And you are listening to CFRC 101.9
FM.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Want to help a kitten in need? Check out local nonprofit Napanee Kitten Rescue, which is dedicated to the rescue, rehabilitation, and adoption of homeless kittens and cats. You can help by fostering, adopting, or donating to this great local charity. This kitten rescue helps furry friends from bottle baby kittens who lost their mothers to older cats who need to be socialized. Check out NapaneeCommunityKittenRescue.ca for more information.
Hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Helena.
And we're Nice on the Band.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Right. Good morning, Kingston and beyond. CFRC World Headquarters. This is the Indie Wake Up Call coming to you. And we are live as we like it here on the Indie Wake Up Call Thursday mornings. It is currently 19 degrees out there. It's going to feel, well, a little bit different today. Looks like we're not going to see the sun. And our high in town is going to be about 23. I know. A little bit of a cool down. We'll get the sun back tomorrow, though. High of 25 on Friday, sunshine. High of 25 on Saturday, sunshine. Sunday, 27. You guessed it, sunshine. Lots going on this weekend. Lots going on the weekends to come. And if you are going to Oceaga, this is your show. Every year on the Thursday before Oceaga, we just drill down into all of the music that you're going to be able to see there this weekend. You know, it's one of my personal faves. But we're also going to look ahead a little bit. We've got some, you know what? I have a guest because it's the Indie Wake Call. Of course I have a guest. Oh, and a little shout out. You heard an intro there earlier from our friends from Nissan. They were so gracious to be here last week and just have the indie disco funk party for my birthday celebration week. And yes, I had a lovely birthday. Thank you very much. And again, thank you to them for having great taste in music. So many things coming up. And in the meantime, Oceag, if you don't know what that is a music festival in Montreal. And what are we at? 16, 17 years now that it's been going on. And yes, headliners. I know. Tyler's going to be there. I'm even putting him in my Instagram post to promote this show, but going through his whole catalog, I'm like, pretty much the only song I feel like I can play is from the Grinch soundtrack, which I love that he had a song on there, but yeah. So I might not actually be playing Tyler, but yeah, he's going to be there. I heard great things about the show this past week in Toronto. What was it, last weekend? Yeah. Same night the weekend was in Montreal. Anyway, a lot of people going to shows, the big shows. Gracie Abrams is going to be at Oceaga. You've got a lot of rocker type people, KJ Elephant, Killers, Beaches, that kind of stuff. But hey, this is Indie Wake Up Call, and I want to play some more nerdy type people in the mix. Band that I like. Going to play two songs from them on the show, and they're from Australia. They're called Royal Otis, and I want to start the show with them. We've also got BB Club. They are shortlisted for the Polaris Prize. Polaris Prize going out this September. We really like this record, Futegald, and we're going to play some Debbie Friday, former Polaris Prize winner, and she's got new music. A lot of these people have new music. That's why they go to these music festivals. They're about to drop an album or so on. We got Lucy Dacus coming up on this first round as we get you up and out this morning. This beautiful summer day. Yeah, the sun's not shining, but you know what I mean. He kind of, you know, came out a bit. Now you get to cool down, and summer will be back. There's your weather. Stick around. Here comes some Royal Otis.
Stress me out. I'm not gonna- What if we don't touch? What if we only talk about what we want and cannot have? And I'll throw a fit if it's all I can do. If it's the thought that counts, let's think it through. So bite me on the shoulder, pull my hair, and let me touch you where I want to.
Good morning. We're talking all things Oceaga this morning on Indie Wake Up Call. But of course, I have a guest, and he'll be coming in around 9 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about a show that's opening tonight from Blue Canoe Productions. He's the director. I'm sure he's super chill opening day in here first thing in the morning. I'm sure it's totally chill for him. I'm guessing it's not, but I'm happy to have him in here because he's a good friend of Indie Wake Up Call, because he's also pretty involved in the music scene. So we'll get him in here. If you don't know who I'm talking about yet, get out more. So I'm going to help you with that. In the meantime, what did we hear? We heard some Royal Otis, one of two songs I'm going to play today. They've got a new album coming out. It's called Hickey, and that was a track called Say Something. BB Club with Shlo Shio and Debbie Friday, Bet On Me. And we had some Lucy Dacus with Ankles. Yes. All right. These are all artists playing at Oceaga this weekend. I wanted to nerd it out a little bit. I get it. Gracie Abrams is going to be there. And let's maybe take that as a moment to talk about festival etiquette. I see a lot of kind of oldsters and just also very experienced people on a lot of the chat rooms talking about how there are people that are coming on the Saturday to the festival simply for her. And we've seen this every year when they do put a pop sensation up there, which Gracie was. Like, in the tickets, when they went on sale for her tour, it was, you know, crashing, tickets getting to StubHub, $2,000 here and there, like numbers being thrown around where young people were crying and everybody wanted tickets, nobody could get them. So here she is at this festival where there are many, many, many artists playing. Tyler is actually headlining that night. But there are a lot of young people who maybe have never been to a concert before who are just going to go do Barricade for Gracie and do that. And they're just looking for advice. Some of the advice is not very kind. But I guess I've seen it so many times now. You know, Billy is a great example as well, where people are there at 9 a.m. Pretending it's like a Gracie Abrams concert and just doing it. Now, it doesn't look like it's going to be 32 degrees Celsius like it was for Chapel last year. And I was seeing people pass out all over the place because they had gotten there at 9:30, didn't have anything to drink or eat, didn't go to the bathroom, and just, yeah, didn't work out for them. So make sure you have all those things ready. Like, I hate to sound like an old person, but yeah, just, you don't want to pass out before Gracie comes on stage. So take precautions and also be realistic about the fact that you're not the only person who's has the same game plan. So just go and have fun. And really, when there's an artist on before Gracie, don't just sit down with your back to her and watch The Office. Like, a lot of Billy fans did that when The National was out. Didn't go over so well for The National. But yeah, there are a lot of great artists coming on stage before her. And you just might want to think about that. Anyway, here's a band that's going to be there on Sunday. I might have two songs from them too. They're always fun there. So yeah, The Beaches. Let's Go Back. Blow Up on the Indie Wake Up Call.
I'm in with the pinhole eyes. people stand alone now. And in the evening the sun sets.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to the Indie Wake Up Call. We're sitting at about 19 degrees right now. Different day out there. It's going to be cloudy and only going to get up to 24 degrees. But you know what? Summer returns tomorrow. High of 24, 25, 27, respectively. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, lots of sunshine. Hey, the promenade's on Saturday down on Princess Street. So that is actually perfect promenade, whether you can go down and check all of that out. We're also getting ready here in Kingston and the island for Wolf Island Music Festival. That is coming up August 8th and 9th, St. Margaret's Hall. And I'm going to be there, as well as some pretty great local musicians you hear on this show, as well as like some bigger names. Holy F. That's all we can say, but you know who that is. Born Ruffians, Land of Talk, Chloe Doucette. And locally, we've got Almond Milk, Good Fortune, Emily Steele in the Deal, and Kira. All good friends of the Indie Wake Up Call. So do come on over and check that out. In the meantime, of course, there's lots else going on. Oh, by the way, we are having an Oceaga show today. You're hearing artists. Well, not Simmel. Simmel's in the background here. Simmel's not playing Oceaga. But you just heard some of the Beaches going back to 2021 with Blow Up. They're going to be there on Sunday. Wonder Horse with The Rope. Okay, so Wonder Horse is getting so much love. Everybody, well, first of all, they kind of had a little few cancellations earlier because of some illnesses. And meanwhile, they've come back roaring in with a huge year, because a lot of the critics are loving them and putting them in the same sentences as people like Radiohead and Nirvana. No pressure, guys, but you heard a track called The Rope, and I know you heard it. It's so good. So it started out as just a frontman, Jacob Slater. And as things got rolling, he kind of created a band around him. He's only 28 years old right now. And yeah, the Glastonbury set that just happened was very, very well received. So second album came out called Midas, and I suggest you check it out. Okay, everybody's loving this band. I you know, when there's a lot of pressure put on a band, and I do this to bands all the time, we have to see how they handle themselves. But I know Rue is probably going to check that set out. I know she tried to talk to them. They're too busy, maybe jet lagged, whatever. But she's going to check out that set on Friday night. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, to get there Sunday. It's a different year for me. You know, I'm always there all 3 days. Did it last year, didn't die. It was awesome. This year, a little bit of a different story in the life, but maybe Sunday night I'll be able to check out some of these rockers that you heard, like the Beaches. Also, TV on the Radio just played some, going back to 2006, off Return to Cookie Mountain, Wolf Like Me. What a great track, right? Kind of lifted right up in this last third of the song and surprised you. I think it did. And finally played Cage the Elephant, Come a Little Closer. And all that does is make me miss my student bands, because that is a very popular cover. And I want them to come home. So that's down the road in September. And I know there's lots of them. So that, yeah, that made me think of them. Anyway, I want to play pretty much who I think is the number one artist that everyone wants to see this weekend. And no, not Gracie Abrams. It's Doechii. This is Rocket on the Indie Wake Up Call.
Pressure.
Press.
A little pressure. Always more, not the lesser.
Less.
You'd be lying if you said it wasn't weighing on you. But no, nobody thrives alone for low. Oh, oh. Your reprise was all wrong. Oh, oh. One last thing you should know. Oh, 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 yeah. Rock it, rock it, rock it. Yeah, they gon' talk it, talk it, talk it. When they bring fire, fire, fire. You the one, drop it, drop it, drop it. We gon' go rock, ride, ride.
So
here we go.
Like the two faces on both the sides of a quarter. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You need patience.
You without patience. That's like the one movie with a boy inside of the mazes. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Just open your bag, yeah. I can't pick up your slack, yeah. I'm too hot to be stuck on who and what's been done in the past, yeah. Moving on with compassion. Can't be stressed, I'm relaxing. Can't be pressed by your actions. I'm too fine to be trapped inside your.
But the face of your boy casts a darker picture of the red-handed act. He's gonna whisper,
look, blood, I'm sorry, cause I know you got my back. He was running, I couldn't think I had to get out of that.
Not long ago, you were miming to the shook ones. Now this really is part two, cause you're the shook one.
Hand you the tool as you question your friendship. Has men like you gonna make me a convict? Never love a fella when I've done nothing wrong. Turned on my hands, but I don't know where it's from. When you hear the sirens.
2016, Georgia Smith, Blue Lights, off Lost and Found. She's going to be at Oceaga this weekend. All right, I'm going to play a hit. I don't care. Everybody who knows me from last summer knows I love this song. And I will die on this hill. You know it. Here it goes.
Do what I should, man. Point, point, babe. Do what I could, man. Point, point, babe. Do what I should, man. Point, point, babe. Do what I could, man. Point, 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 babe. Do what I should, man. Point, babe.
Golden.
We're having an Oceaga show here on Indie Wake Up Call, as I do every year before Oceaga, because I love it. It's one of those festivals, and there are a few of them left, not many, but it hasn't been absorbed yet. You know what I mean? It's still the same people that started the festival 16, 17, I think 18 years ago, as a smaller, I think it was a one-day thing on Labor Day weekend when they first started, and then it grew and grew and grew organically. And it, you know, it wasn't one of those big conglomerates that sort of plopped themselves into our region and like, love us. No. It's gone through many iterations over the years, but there's always room, especially, I have to say, for the Montreal artists, but lots of Canadian artists in there. You've been hearing them today. And yes, I'm playing Kay Trinata now, just because I love Kay Trinata, you know that. But also just a note that he stepped in and opened for the weekend on those shows the past 10 days or so. And I see he's also going out with Justice on tour this fall. There are no dates in Toronto, Montreal yet, but oh my God, that's an amazing pairing. I hope they make music together. Anyway, that's a little Kay Trinata information moment for you. In the meantime, you heard some Marina. Yes, Marina is from Marina and the Diamonds. Album's called Princess of Power. She's been on her own for a bit now and kind of sort of has a second coming here. A lot of people are very excited for this show. That was I Love You. Yes, I played some Tommy Richmond. And like I said, I'll die on that hill. Still love that track. Million Dollar Baby, I know. And it's going to be in tons of soundtracks for the rest of our lives. I don't care. He's going to be there on Saturday. Georgia Smith with Blue Lights off Lost and Found, going back to 2016. Hey, there's lots of new music, but I just wanted to play a throwback, okay? And finally, we played some Dochi. She's my number one pick for the whole weekend, Friday night. You know it. It's going to be so good. That was a track called Rocket. And yeah, highly, highly recommend that set. Many others I would recommend as well. You heard me earlier playing some Royal Otis. That's sort of my own little pet band that I love. They're going to be there on Sunday. I've got another track from them coming up. And they're on the same time as the Dare, which is a problem for me. But hey, if you listen to the Indie Wake Up Call, you know that Hayden and I caught the Dare's first show in Canada this past September. So I'll feel that FOMO because I know it's going to be hype. The crowd's going to be amazing. But I got to see my little boutique band. Not so little, but you know what I mean. Nerds going to see Royal Otis. Anyway, coming up, let's just dial it down, get a little bit of morning calmness for you. Here's a band that's been around for a while. It's played Oceaga before. They're called Whitney, and they are summer. Like, I love when they come on stage, like right around that. It's not quite golden hour yet, but when they come out, they bring out the acoustic guitars, and it's a band that normally my friends would say is not in my typical sound range. Like, they're pretty... They're kind of like hippies, really. And, by the way, shout out to all my friends going to Blue Skies this weekend. But anyway, they're kind of hippie style. And I love this song so much. It's called Giving Up, going back to 2019. Just take it in. We got some favors. Phineas, Amory, and Begonia coming up. It is the Indie Wake Up Call. And stick around. My guest is here.
Waiting for the morning sun. Are you tears are falling one by one. I can feel you giving up. Giving up. Giving up. Oh, oh,
giving up.
promise you make.